Manawe, Manawe. Ayue, Manawe. Manawe. Ayue, Manawe. Manawe, Manawe. Ayue, Manawe.
Bellissima remix, Fernando and Eddie Kenzo. Before this was Burner Boy and Travis Scott with Ta Ta Ta, and Uncle Waffles features Royal Music and Cowboy in Bapion Power.
1xBet. One X Bit. With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Don't wait. 1xbet.com.zm. Use promo code 1xgamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xbet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Deputy Permanent Secretary warns local authorities against defying presidential directives on CDF projects. IMF projects Zambia GDP growth to rise 5.8% in 2025 and 6.4% in 2026. In international news, dozens of arrests during Angola fuel protests. In sports, Chipolo Polo Chan players compete for selection ahead of the tournament.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Undipiri has warned local authorities against defying presidential directives on constituency development-funded CDF projects. Speaking during an inspection of CDF-funded projects in Nsama District, Ms. Piri emphasized that the head of state's directives to include maternity annexes, water and electricity in schools and hospitals under construction are non-negotiable. The CDF projects inspected included the new maternity wing and theatre at Nsama District Hospital, which is nearing completion and expected to be commissioned within 2 months. Ms. Piri stressed that all CDF projects must align with presidential priorities, highlighting the importance of inclusive development. The Deputy Permanent Secretary also urged local authorities to enhance transparency in project implementation, noting that accountability plays a crucial role in sustaining public trust and achieving long-term development goals.
That you are not joking when you talk about CDF. The doubting Jonathan, who says President Hakainde cannot manage to give us 26 million, they are telling the story.
Yeah.
But for us, I think it's a game change. It is a game change. What it is about CDF is that we just need to remove the political lenses and start looking at it as development for the people. The moment we hold on to the budget because we need to play politics, we are actually stopping the very community that needs the development that is needed here. And the CF. Yes. The presidential directive is not negotiable. Yes. Any person who's going to bring in plans for that particular area, that's where it's supposed to be. That's it. For Northern Province, we are not going to accept anything that has got no presidential directive. If they feel like they cannot work with this president, then that is not fair. Ask you what to do when the president wants to do. Yes.
And residents have commended the government for the efforts to uplift communities through the CDF, citing improved access to health services as a major benefit. Ms. Piri's visit to Nsama District Hospital included a tour of the newly commissioned mortuary funded through the CDF. The government's commitment to ensuring effective implementation of development initiatives was underscored by Ms. Piri's emphasis on adhering to presidential directives and promoting transparency in CDF projects.
Kunokwanisa makwadi yokuti ushukukulusana kuti wane chura. Vana mayo takwadi maternity twalea kumporokoso. Nomba lero vakainda nava kupangira opo iri maternity yo iri apo, cheta opo iri padya, wangu wangu mota livatupira. Tino muntu wati kwa kuma 01, ukwa kumutwara takwatira. Babruru vakweta chikwata. Ese vatisa ura fetitumbino kuisa vika, umwa gomba vaete. Kwena ine mwandini ndeta, chakai vatwari ivyo kugomba.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has projected Zambia's GDP growth to rise to 5.8% in 2025 and 6.4% in 2026, depending on the country's ability to implement key policy reforms beyond the IMF program. These reforms include deepening domestic revenue mobilization and improving the investment climate, particularly in sectors like energy, agriculture, manufacturing, tourism, and mining. This positive projection comes after the IMF disbursed $184 million to Zambia following the completion of the fifth review under the Extended Credit Facility, ECF, arrangement. The funding aims to bolster the country's foreign reserves, stabilize the Zambian kwacha, and erase pressure on the balance of payments. According to economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga, the IMF's projection is a strong endorsement of Zambia's commitment to fiscal and economic reforms and is expected to enhance the country's negotiating position with external creditors and reassure investors of government's dedication to sound economic governance. Mr. Chisanga says as Zambia receives this vital funding, the challenge ahead lies in translating macroeconomic gains into inclusive growth, job creation, and poverty reduction for all Zambians. A call has been made for serious commitment to fight corruption in Zambia. It has been noted that despite efforts to address the vice, corruption remains a challenge, with some individuals benefiting from illicit means while others suffer the consequences. Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IAPAC, Executive Director Solomon Gomez cites the suspension of the Constituency Development Fund CDF loans as an example for the need for a more effective approach to tackling corruption, suggesting that instead of suspending loans, those who have defaulted on loans should be held accountable and forced to return the funds. Speaking when he featured on the Voice of the People program this morning, Mr. Ngoma underscored the need for a cultural shift where individuals take responsibility for their actions and return loans or assets that are not theirs, adding that government and relevant authorities must work to promote accountability and transparency in all dealings. Mr. Ngoma emphasizes that the fight against corruption requires various strategies, including the promotion of accountability, transparency, and good governance.
The president means very well, the second minister means very well. It's very difficult to fight corruption when you're president, because the same system, it can also frustrate you and able to. And we have seen time and again why the president has raised concern. I'll give examples in the number of CDF. We heard the vice president is talking about let's suspend the CDF segment on the loans for what? If you ask as a right pack, I think that's, we don't agree with the vice president. Why give people loans when you know them that they have gotten these loans, these are the people? Why not go and arrest them, even ask them to return their money back? Why make others suffer? So it starts from there to say there must be a culture. People must know to say when you get something which is not yours, always find time to return. If it's a loan, return it once you have made your profit.
Chipangali Town Council has commenced grading works on a 55-kilometer stretch of road from Undi Turner to Chief Chinundu Palace via St. Margaret Secondary School and joining the Lundazi Road. The project, funded by the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, aims to improve road connectivity and facilitate the smooth movement of goods and services within Chipangali District. Chipangali Council Chairperson Maxon Nkoma says the road is of paramount importance as it connects the palaces of four prominent traditional leaders, Paramount Chief Kalonga Gawa Undi, Kosi Mnukwa, Chief Chinunda, and Chief Mafuta. And the local authority has appealed to the public to exercise caution while using the road during the construction period and has also called upon residents in surrounding areas to support council workers to ensure smooth operations. The project is expected to enhance the district's infrastructure and improve the lives of residents by facilitating access to essential services and promoting economic activity. In international news, what began as a three-day strike by taxi drivers in Luanda against rising petrol prices has escalated into one of the most widespread and disruptive waves of protests Angola has seen in recent years. Thousands of people joined demonstrations in the